And let's take a minute to take stock of the year in sports. Now think for a second of your favorite story. And Jeremy, while they're thinking, I'd forgotten that there was an Olympics.
How could you forget the curling people? Remember the curling people? They were great.
They were. Now that you remind me, LeBron James left Cleveland again. There was that Supreme Court decision legalizing sports gambling across the country. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. He joins us. And Mike, that sound you're hearing is people thinking of their sports story. But you start with gambling. The Supreme Court struck down that federal law that prohibited most states from authorizing sports betting. A handful of states have taken advantage, but, you know, what's really changed?
Well, a lot will change. A lot has changed because there were states who had anticipated this and they were ready to go. And so states like Pennsylvania and Delaware, boom, right off the bat, they started having New Jersey also sports gambling. And there are more states in the pipeline. And you're going to see it, even if you have no interest in sports gambling or never thought you had an interest, you're going to begin to see this in a couple of years. We will probably remember back to 2018, early 2018, 2017, as the time where you could watch sports or watch some content about sports without being inundated with the over, under, and the spread and who to pick, because I really believe all of sports broadcasting and media is going to turn, I don't know, at least a third gambling based. It'll infuse everything you hear about sports.
Like you'll have a window, like there'll be a split screen and you'll be seeing how the betting's going.
I have to say, that'd be cool.
Oh, God. Okay, look, the NFL is eventually going to have a team in Las Vegas. I want to make sure we get this in here. You know, the Raiders are going to move there. Do you see a problem with that?
No, I don't. I think that's a mindset from years and years ago, which is physical proximity to a place where sports gambling is legal would lead to nefarious deeds. And of course, since now sports gambling is legal, look, I went to a Jets game the other day and they share a parking lot with a facility where you can bet on the NFL. Now, not actually during the Jets game. They shut it down for those 3 hours. But it's going to be ubiquitous. And I don't think there's a lot of technology to prevent games being thrown. I don't think that that will be a big problem, especially among highly paid millionaire athletes.
Okay. Mike, this was the year that LeBron James took his talents to Los Angeles. He signed a 4-year, $154 million contract with the Lakers. Just helped the Lakers beat the defending NBA champs, the Golden State Warriors, on Christmas Day. But how is this move going so far for James and for LA?
Yeah, underpaid, if you ask me, and by all metrics. I'm serious. You know, so the Lakers, they lost their first three with LeBron, and they didn't get to an above 500 team until 13 games in. But now they're 20-14, and they just beat the world champion Golden State Warriors on Golden State's court, which is something they hadn't done since 2012. It's going great, and it's because LeBron James has shown that pretty much whoever you surround him with, he will be, just him alone can will a team or talent a team. All right, there I go. If I'm taking my talent to South Beach, I'll use that as a verb. To an elite status. He's that good. So he did get hurt in the game. He has a groin injury. He's day to day. As the old saying goes, aren't we all? And he's never experienced a long stretch of injuries. But right now, today, you'd have to say the Lakers are a strong possibility to at least be in the Western Conference Finals.
Well, and if LeBron brings them to the finals, that would be his ninth straight NBA Finals with many different teams. What about the NFL, Mike? We've talked to you a lot about it this season. There's been a lot of controversy over the national anthem protests. But do you think that things changed in 2018 for the NFL?
I think, well, we do talk about it a lot, and it's justified because I do think it is the dominant entertainment of America. If you look at 75 of the top 100 most watched TV shows, they were NFL games, and they continue to be. And when there was a blip, when the NFL, and I do consider a blip, it was a few-year downward trend. And then there was a confluence of a couple of stories that were related to each other. Quarterback Colin Kaepernick taking a knee in protest of police brutality. Donald Trump jumping on that to make it an issue to campaign on. And at the same time, there was a small dip in ratings. I think a lot of people saw correlation there. I just saw that they were all occurring at the same time. And now NFL ratings are a bit up. And the other big story of 2018, like that's the macro sense, and that's where the league is. But the other big story was the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl, which for a city like Philadelphia, which loves its Eagles beyond all else, and they love their sports team, that was a thing that they never thought would happen. And if you ask them with 2 weeks to go in the regular season last year, they probably didn't think it will happen, though this year it looks like it's not not going to happen again.
Well, I'm glad you got it in there from last year. And I just want to mention on the LeBron James, another big story of the year was that he and Laura Ingram got him into that fight, and she told him to shut up and just dribble. That was a big moment in sports. Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar sentenced last January. There was the weirdness during Serena Williams' final at Wimbledon. But just what else jumps out at you?
Well, the Olympics, if we remember how North Korea used that for diplomacy.
Mm-hmm. If we remember the Olympics.
yeah. And the two Koreas competing under the same flag. Right. Again, correlation, right. Not causation, but there was some international diplomacy that happened. And the other huge event that most of the world, anywhere but America, would be saying, well, of course the World Cup, and congratulations to France. But I think the headline of the World Cup was just how poorly Germany did, seeing all those multisyllabic German headlines afterwards, which even if you don't read German, they just screamed pain and death. Desperation, although don't many German words do that.
I think the way we could remember the next Olympics, Robin, is if we just go to them. That would work.
Excellent idea. Mike, from your lips.
Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst. Thanks. Happy New Year.
It's
okay,
here now.
See you in Tokyo.